Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 3117, Tilting My Mirror. Motivation is delicate. And Kurt Vonnegut explains drama, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers, that's SIVE.RS, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy middle of the week Wednesday and welcome to Optimal Living Daily or OLD or OLD, one of a few shows where we read articles to you. And today, actually two articles. So with that, let's get right to them as we optimize your life. Tilting My Mirror, Motivation is Delicate by Derek Sivers of Sivers, SIVE.RS. Motivation is delicate. When you notice your motivation fading, you have to seek out the subtle cause. A simple tweak can make all the difference between achieving something or not. An hour outside my city, there's a little mountain range. The other side is gorgeous, but the road that crosses the mountains is very twisted with sharp turns every few seconds. The first two times I drove across, my kid threw up in the back seat. It's also stressful because I'm surrounded by mountain scenery, but I can't take my eyes off the winding road. Though I drive at a normal speed, the other cars follow impatiently on my tail because many of them drive this road every day. Crossing the mountains takes only half an hour, but I always arrive exhausted. The stress was affecting my motivation enough that I wanted to stop visiting. So one day, I tried a new approach. I drove really slowly. Now the turns didn't make my kids sick. Now I could afford to take a few seconds to glance sideways and appreciate the scenery. Now it wasn't stressful, except for one thing, the impatient queue of cars behind me. I care, perhaps too much, about other people, so just seeing them in my mirror made me go back to driving faster than I wanted, which brought back all the original problems. So I made one simple tweak. I tilted my rearview mirror up towards the ceiling so I couldn't see anything behind me. That little tweak changed everything. Now it feels like I'm almost alone on this gorgeous mountain drive, going at my own pace, not influenced or stressed by anyone else. There's a passing lane every few minutes, so when it comes, the other cars whiz by me. But for 30 minutes, they're not my problem. When I get to the other side of the mountain, I put my mirror back. Now I visit all the time, no stress at all. You know I'm going for the metaphor here. Social media comments, distracting environments, discouraging family members, your email inbox, even the toughest of us have delicate motivation. When you notice that something is affecting your drive, find a way to adjust your environment, even if that's a little inconvenient for others. Kurt Vonnegut explains drama by Derek Sivers of Sivers, that's SIVE.RS. I was at a Kurt Vonnegut talk in New York a few years ago, talking about writing, life, and everything. He explained why people have such a need for drama in their life. He said, "People have been hearing fantastic stories since time began. The problem is, they think life is supposed to be like the stories. Let's look at a few examples." He drew an empty grid on the board. Time moves from left to right, happiness from bottom to top. He said, let's look at a very common story arc, the story of Cinderella. It starts with her awful life with evil stepsisters scrubbing the fireplace. Then she gets an invitation to the ball. Things look up. Then the fairy godmother makes her a dress and a coach, even better. Then she goes to the ball and dances with the prince. This is great. But then it's midnight. She has to go. Oh no, sadness. Back to her humdrum life, scrubbing the fireplace. But it's not as bad as before because she's had this encouraging experience. Then the prince finds her and the happiness factor is off the chart. Happily ever after. Vonnegut continues, people love that story. The story arc has been written 1,000 times in 1,000 tales, and because of it, people think their lives are supposed to be like this. He wiped the board clean and said, now let's look at another popular story arc, the disaster. It's an ordinary day in an ordinary town, but something horrible happens. A child falls down a well. The whole town gathers to save her. Old grudges surface, but are belittled in the light of this tragedy. Rifts are bonded as people work together. The child is saved, and all is well. But notice, it's a little better than it was before now that this incident has brought them all closer together. Vonnegut continues, people love that story. This story arc has been written 1,000 times in 1,000 tales, and because of it, people think their lives are supposed to be like this, end quote. But the problem is, life is really like this. Our lives drift along with normal things happening, some ups, some downs, but nothing to go down in history about. Nothing so fantastic or terrible that'll be told for 1,000 years. Vonnegut says, quote, but because we grew up surrounded by big dramatic story arcs and books and movies, we think our lives are supposed to be filled with huge ups and downs. So people pretend there is drama when there is none, end quote. That's why people invent fights. That's why we're drawn to sports. That's why we act like everything that happens to us is such a big deal. We're trying to make our life into a fairy tale. You just listened to the post titled, Tilting My Mirror, Motivation is Delicate, and Kurt Vonnegut Explains Drama, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers, that's SIVE.RS, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Derek. A little secret, I've narrated these before, but it was so long ago, there's a very good chance you've never heard these. Or if you did, probably forgot them. But I really do enjoy reading Derek's stuff because I find his anecdotes super helpful. The first post about motivation fits very well with what we talked about yesterday. I was mentioning how when I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts or watch a bunch of true crime documentaries, well, I get more anxious or worried about crime. And I didn't mention this yesterday, but I become more suspicious about people around me, when in reality, it's probably hurting more than it's helping. It's causing unnecessary stress. Obviously, some care about our surroundings is important, but when I consume a certain kind of content, especially daily, it starts to have an effect after some time. And a little tweak can make a massive difference, like Derek was saying with his mirror metaphor. If you're listening to this, I think you're a step ahead already, which is great. And maybe there are some other areas of your life where a tiny little change could make a big difference. So something to think about this week. Hope you're having a great middle of the week. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.